peaceful.
Oh. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Jolly Flicks Podcast. My name is Lisa, and thank you for joining us. So last week, I talked about our next movie that we are covering this week. There's a big controversy around this time of year. It is none other than The Nightmare Before Christmas. And so let's just go ahead and dive into this synopsis. The film follows the misadventures of Jack Skellington, Halloween Town's beloved pumpkin king who has become bored with the same annual routine of frightening people in the real world. When Jack accidentally stumbles on Christmas Town, all bright colors and warm spirits, he gets a new lease on life. He plots to bring Christmas under his control by kidnapping Santa Claus and taking over the role. But Jack soon discovers even the best laid plans of mice and skeleton men can go seriously awry. This film came out on October 29th, 1993. It runs at 1 hour and 15 minutes long. It's considered to be a family slash musical. It is directed by Henry Selick and distributed by Walt Disney Pictures, Tombstone Pictures. It is based on the story and characters by Mr. Tim Burton himself, and we will go more into that as the show goes on. And the box office made $106.8 million. For our cast, we have Chris Sarandon, who voices Jack Skellington. He starred in Fright Night, The Princess Bride, Dog Day Afternoon, Fright Night Part 2, Child's Play, Safe, The Sentinel, and Protocol. And yes, he was married to the lovely Susan Sarandon at one point. Next, we have Miss Catherine O'Hara. Here she comes back again. She plays Sally. She voices Sally and Shock, which is one of the little kid-like characters. She stars in Schitt's Creek, Beetlejuice, Home Alone, Second City Television, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Home Alone 2, Best in Show, Frankenweenie. Her list goes on and on if you want to check that out. Next, for one of the other little kids named Locke, we have Paul Rubens, who is no other than Mr. Pee-wee Herman himself. R.A.P. Mr. Rubens. Next, we have Glenn Shaddix, who also starred in Beetlejuice, and he plays the mayor of Halloween Town in this film. He also played in Dunstan Checks In, Demolition Man, Meet the Applegates, Heathers, Planet of the Apes, and Red Dirt. And then we have Mr. Ken Page, passed away within the last month on September 30th. He also starred in Cats, All Dogs Go to Heaven, Torch Song Trilogy, and his list also goes on and on. So let's get into my personal thoughts, which, you know, this, just to start off, this is our first animated movie review that we're doing. And so obviously it's hard to kind of pick and pull animated movies rather than live action movies because you're not necessarily actually seeing the actors do their work. You just hear their voices. You kind of just have to like imagine them playing this role if they were in human form, I guess is a way of saying it. And so I will have to say that out of the claymation and stop motion style that we have going on in this film, I think, you know, it's very hard work. I couldn't imagine being that tedious with something, just the slightest movement. I feel like I don't have the patience for that. So more power to the makers of this film and any other claymation films that are out there. It's such a unique style. So I love that we have it and we're able to explore it. But for me, I don't think I would actually be able to sit through that whole process. Obviously, this film is very stiff-like. And obviously, that's the point, right? With claymation, it's literally figures that you're having to move so slowly and make sure that you don't move them too much or the movie's not gonna be developed the way that you want it to be developed. Remember how I said I really like music? Well, Mr. Danny Elfman, our composer for this film, did such an incredible job with all the songs that he had. Yes, I mean, like I said earlier, it's a family musical, and I definitely think they planned out this musical piece very well to go hand in hand with what the movie was doing. It was explaining everything that was happening in the current portions of the film. So, for example, like, this is Halloween, this is Halloween. It's telling you all about Halloween Town. And then when it goes over to the Christmas Town, it's saying, what's this? What's this? There's color everywhere. It's helping the viewers understand what's going on. Even though they can see it with their eyes, they're able to express themselves from a musical standpoint. And also, Danny Elfman and Tim Burton have done multiple films together. I believe Danny Elfman also did Beetlejuice and also Edward Scissorhands. So a lot of Tim Burton's films, Danny Elfman had a huge part in if there was any musical aspects in it. Also, they both have very dark personalities, which I think is why they mesh well together too. So, Danny Elfman did such a great job with this. And, you know, I think Tim Burton was like, nope, I got the perfect guy that we're going to use for music. We're only going through him. I remember seeing this video a couple months ago. I had no idea what Danny Elfman looked like. I never really like researched him. I just knew of him and how hand in hand he went with Tim Burton films. But the video I saw, I was like, oh my God, this could be Tim Burton's twin or like a sibling because of how much their personalities clashed together and just formed this whole dark unity almost. It's really interesting. If you've never searched up Danny Elfman, highly recommend doing that. You know, with the voiceovers, again, they suited with each other. And obviously, they can use the dialect in their voice to really help distinguish their characters more. So I'm sure that's difficult all in itself. And like I mentioned earlier, it's a very dark movie, but it also addresses both Halloween and Christmas. And when they're in the Halloween portion, it's darker than it is the Christmas. And then when they bring it together, it's just all dark. And then when Oogie Boogie has his time, it's like also like bright and colorful, everything happening. So I was very interested to see that style of the film portray because, you know, Santa Claus is in there. So maybe they purposely made it all vibrant because it had Christmas clash into it. Just a thought. And of course, like I said earlier, it's a short film, but it suits the story. And I'm going to get into the story a little bit more. Right now with our Frosty's Five Fun Facts. So the first fun fact I have for you is Danny Elfman actually provided Jack's singing voice. So I know we had Mr. Sarandon who did the voice of Jack, but for the singing, Danny Elfman actually did it. So that's pretty cool. This film was based on a poem written by Tim Burton based on the story "Twas the Night Before Christmas." It only had three characters originally. It was just Jack, Zero, and Santa in the original poem. And then once they started to figure out this film adaptation, they were like, okay, well, obviously we needed to expand more. And so that's where all the other characters came from. It took 3 years to complete this film. And you know how I was talking earlier about the claymation and the stop motion? It takes a very long time. So after doing all of that and then getting the film to time right with each other and then getting the music and then probably the voice actors having to record that music and make sure that syncs up with the claymation moving their mouths, that was probably one of the more difficult parts, if I had to assume. But just, again, super interesting. There was 120 people working on that film, and there was 12 and 17 animators throughout the entirety of the film just working on it. So 3 years, 120 people working, and 12 to 17 animators. That's a lot of hands on deck, a lot of people with a lot of voices and opinions, but clearly they all made it work. The next fun fact I have for you is Jack Skellington has made cameos in other films. So he made an appearance in Coraline, Princess and the Frog, Alice in Wonderland, the Tim Burton version, of course, Finding Nemo, Sleepy Hollow, and they're saying that there was early inspiration of what Jack Skellington was going to look like in the original Beetlejuice. He's in that, when Beetlejuice comes up out of the ground and he has that like circus thing on top of his head, Jack Skellington, if you look very closely, is the figure on top of that tent. So next time you watch Beetlejuice, look out for Jack Skellington and any of those other movies. You just gotta, it's almost like a hidden Mickey how they do those. And I know Disney is notorious for doing like little Easter eggs in all of their animated movies. So here's another Easter egg for you guys. And the last fun fact I have for you is Disney wanted to create a Nightmare Before Christmas ride, but it never came to be. Therefore, they decided to just transform the Haunted Mansion for the holiday seasons like they do now and they've done for many, many years. I'm actually interested. Like, I wonder if the Nightmare Before Christmas ride would be more successful than the Haunted Mansion, or if they should just like just transfer it to being only the Nightmare Before Christmas. But now you have all those film adaptations of the Haunted Mansion that Disney made, so it's probably like a conflict of interest at this point. But I like that they kind of came to an agreement that from August to December, it's the Nightmare Before Christmas, and then the rest of the 8 months, probably less with all the ride transformations and stuff and maintenance, then it's the Haunted Mansion. So I think Disney figured out a great compromise for that. All right, now we're going to get into our tinsel time. So last time I talked about how tinsel time is going to be a little different. I mean, sometimes we'll have public comment. Sometimes I'll research some things. And then sometimes I'll have like little polls and stuff for people to respond to. So this week I decided to start off with our Google review. So let's start off with our 5-star review. Quote, why it rocks, end quote. Interesting moral of teaching people it's okay to be yourself and be proud of what you do. Catchy, memorable songs, brilliant stop motion, and great mix of Halloween horror and Christmas jolliness. So that's actually a really good touch on everything that this hour and 15 minute movie gives you, but I really thought it was interesting how they talked about the moral of teaching people it's okay to be yourself and be proud of what you do. I think everyone kind of looks through that in this film, but it's always a good reminder. Now to our 1-star. It was very boring. If anyone likes this movie, they need to be brain dead. It sucks. So dull and most boring movie I've ever watched in my life. So just know, apparently this person thinks it was boring, basically, just to sum it up, and that you should be brain dead if you actually like it. That's a little harsh if you ask me, but it's fine. So the other part that I did of our tinsel time this week was to figure out if people think that this movie is a Halloween movie or a Christmas movie. So 51% of people said that it's a Halloween movie, 41% said Christmas, and then I had 6%, this wasn't an option, they just like directly messaged me about it, 6% said it is both. Yes, it is both. However, confirmed by the movie's director, this film is meant to be a Halloween film, not a Christmas film. And I think I have to kind of lean with it being a Halloween movie also. Just because you see more dark and scary things in the movie more than jolliness and bright. I mean, yes, the idea of Christmas is there, but the elements of Christmas aren't exactly there, if that makes sense. So let's go ahead and get into Santa's scale. For this movie, The Nightmare Before Christmas, I am giving a solid 7.5 out of 10. I have watched this movie on repeat this entire Halloween season because my son is absolutely obsessed with it. He sings "This is Halloween" all day long, and then he's like, Christmas one," and then he'll sing "What's this? What's this?" And it's just, I mean, I love seeing the magic through his eyes, but at this point, I'm kind of brain dead on it, if you get what I mean from that Google review. However, still a good movie. It's a great sit and watch kind of film. Reasons why I'm giving it an 8 out of 10 is because of the music score. Danny Elfman did such a great job. The creativity, like I said, it took so much time and energy and effort into actually making this film that these filmmakers are just incredible. I just don't know how else to explain it. The continuous theme throughout the story of really sticking Halloween into Christmas and trying to combine Christmas and Halloween with one another. Also, the stop motion. It's, again, the time that it took to do this, I do not have the patience for. So thank you to all the filmmakers out there who do stop motion and clay motion stuff. You guys are rock stars. I envy your desire to just sit there and make a movie this slow. And it's such a go-to for the kids. It's a different kind of animation. So, you know, with the animation things that we have nowadays, it's very bright, big. Can't really, I think it's almost too capturing, the animation nowadays for kids. And this one, it's a different kind of figure with the 3D claymation sculptures that it almost gives them a glimpse into like a different reality of what animation can be. So highly recommend you showing these to your kids. Hopefully they don't get nightmares. Other than that, that is our show for today. Thank you all for listening. I just want to give a shout out to everyone who is back on with our season 2. We had such a big number of listeners come back for season 2, episode 1, and I am so grateful for all of you, and I hope you stick around because we are grind time now. The countdown to Christmas officially begins. So, the next movie is going to be based off of an ABC Family premiere. And for those of you who don't know what ABC Family is, it is the now Freeform, and they came out with so many different Christmas movies over the 2010s, I want to say, somewhere around there. So our options are Holiday in Handcuffs, Snow Globe, 12 Dates of Christmas, Santa Baby, Mistletoes, and Christmas Cupid. So our movie that we will be tuning in and reviewing is Holiday in Handcuffs. This is such an iconic one, and I'm so excited. Such a great cast, and we will get into it next week. Thank you all again for tuning in. See you next time. Christmas tree, have a happy holiday.